helping those hurt by the fires. My daughter and I are planning a March visit to fire-ravaged East Gippsland, Victoria, one of Australia's worst-hit areas. Sylvia has booked an Airbnb for a week, and we intend to spend as much money as possible to support the local communities devastated during the fires from hell. I want our first day trip to be to Mallacoota, the seaside town where the world watched locals huddling on the beach as hot embers rained down from a red sky. Cut off by road, many were rescued by an Australian Navy ship, part of the biggest mass evacuation in the country's history. Tens of thousands along the east coast were told to get out. Visiting these areas is the best way to help the tourism-dependent towns. Not only were lives lost, towns and homes destroyed and millions of animals killed here, but local economies too were decimated. With millions of hectares of bush burned, beekeepers have nowhere to put their hives. Smoke has ruined winemaking grapes, and cafes that once served up to 1,000 coffees a day sold just 50. While praising the generosity of Australians and those overseas who have donated hundreds of millions, the Red Cross says support will be needed for up to 10 years. If any good has come out of this disaster, it is a repeat of the Australian spirit that raised nearly 400 million Australian dollars for Asia's 2004 tsunami appeal. Federal and state governments have promised billions in aid and recovery packages, but they're better at making announcements than achievements. The National Public Inquiry into the fires is hopefully a sign that the government's climate change denialists are losing power.